Earlier this month, Juneau did get some snow, and Eagle Crest had its smallest chairlift going. This allowed Orca to run its adaptive ski and snowboard program, which has been teaching people with disabilities how to ski for 18 years. KTOO's Lisa Fu has more.
When Jessica Gilbert skis, she wears a harness that gets clipped to the chairlift, a precaution in case she has a seizure. The job of securing Gilbert is usually one for her ski partner, an Orca staff member or volunteer. On this day, the 30-year-old is practicing how to do it herself. Gilbert is autistic. She's been skiing with Orca for 15 years and continues to push herself to learn new skills.
I felt like I wanted to do it for independence.
Orca team leader Lindsay Halvik says helping Gilbert with the harness was just part of the routine, but Gilbert wanted to own her ski experience.
She asked us last year, actually, hey, is there a way that I could do this by myself? And we actually were unsure at the time.
Halvik says after talking with Eagle Crest Ski Patrol and other ski areas down south, Orca came up with a system and felt comfortable allowing Gilbert to do it herself.
Once you kind of go through the research, go through all the investigation, and we practice it ourselves, then I know it's all set up ready to go for her.
Brainstorming solutions for how to make skiing enjoyable for everyone is part of what Halvik loves about her job. Orca works with a wide range of clients, people with Down syndrome, autism, people who've lost a limb or have spinal cord injuries. Ages have ranged from 4 to 82.
Everyone comes in with a different life story, a different disability, so it's fun for us to kind of problem solve all the time, you know, like this didn't work, but that's going to work. Maybe next time we could try this and this will make them even more successful.
Orca stands for Outdoor Recreation and Community Access and is part of the organization Southeast Alaska Independent Living. Its adaptive ski and snowboard program relies on volunteers who go through training. This season, there are 40. Halvik says having patience is key.
We don't have a formula for working with people with disabilities. It's never going to be the same lesson, even with the same person. It's a different day, different conditions. They're in a different space. And so we just really advocate, do some investigation, you know, like, how are you feeling this morning? You know, where are you at? And you can meet them there.
On this day, Gilbert is having a great time.
My best run was when I had my hands up like I was driving a car and I was making turns really fast.
She says that helps her balance. Besides adaptive skiing, Gilbert participates in other Orca programs as well.
I do kayaking, snowshoeing, biking, hiking, different activities like that.
If it wasn't for Orca, Gilbert says her life would be drastically different. She'd likely spend more time at home, surrounded by caregivers and family. At Orca programs, Gilbert is with friends.
It's really good for me because I can get out and socialize.
And that's really the point. Program director Tristan Knutson-Lombardo says Orca tries to dismantle the barriers people with disabilities face.
So I think it's empowering. I think it's also just fun. It doesn't have to be all work and serious. It's just fun to get out.
After Gilbert and Knutson-Lombardo get off the chairlift,
1, 2, 3, lift off!
They decide which way they'll go and who's leading.
Okay, your turn.
All right, my turn. Let's do it.
All righty. Gotta watch where we're going. Hands up.
And off they go. In Juneau, I'm Lisa Fu.